Wow. It's great to be back with you again this year. Let me give you a little brief history of how we ended up in Rwanda. In 1990, I moved from Minnesota, Crookston, Minnesota, in fact, I think the Hoffs, to Arizona. And shortly after that, 1994, I bought a house and then became my obsession. It was called garage gazing. I found myself looking into garages, you know, when the door was open, to see what my neighbors had inside. They had nice cars, they had fun toys, like four-wheelers, jet skis. I felt compelled to fill my house with those things. And it began a constant subtle pull to acquire more things in my life. It was very subtle, but I began to realize that material possessions in my life were affecting my relationship with God. After all, anything that pulls on our heart has the capacity to become an idol, a distraction from faith. And if I'm honest, I would say that material possessions were becoming my God. If I looked at the amount of money I was spending on things compared to the amount of money that I was spending on ministry, it was way out of balance. The Bible says that you can't serve two masters. In fact, in Matthew 6:24 it says that. And I was doing my best to serve two masters. But my marriage changed that in 2008. My wife wanted to be a missionary all her life. She had many women, in fact, the entire women's ministry, praying for her future husband. I didn't have a chance. God got a hold of my life and He turned everything upside down. I heard Him telling me that He wanted me to experience life like a majority of the world experiences. Even if you're poor here in the States, you are rich in most of the world. God was calling us to a different way of life. So we sold everything. Our house, cars, we quit our jobs, we gave away a bunch of our possessions to our friends, and then we moved to Rwanda 8.5 years ago. Even that plan, the plan A that we thought God was calling us to, quickly unraveled. We thought we were going to run an orphanage. But that wasn't the case. We had a serious heart-to-heart with God. We were like, God, did we hear you wrong? We just got rid of everything. We moved halfway around the world to Rwanda. Is this where you want us? And God came to us in a very still, small voice, and He said, stay the course. I am with you. It was like, oh, thank you, God. That's what we needed to hear. City of Joy, Rwanda was launched. Our friend, Rwandan friend John, had a vision that there would be a City of Joy Rwanda on his property one day. And so City of Joy Rwanda was born. We started with a sewing school, and now we've expanded into a preschool, an elementary school, and a church. This year in particular, I felt like we needed to return to the basics of faith. It's so important to have that firm foundation. I remember as a boy in Crookston, Minnesota, stacking hay bales on a stuker. Does anybody know what a stuker is? There's a picture up here of what a stuker looks like. It's a cart pulled behind the baler. My job was to stack 10 hay bales at an angle and to make a pyramid. Now, on occasion, I would go sprawling off the back end of the stuker and ride the hay bales as they released too early because the first row wasn't set correctly. How we start affects how we build. Having a firm foundation is key. Our focus and foundation is always on Jesus, His life, His death, and His resurrection. I love these verses from the book of Romans, Paul's letter to the church in Rome. Some call this the road to Roman salvation. I want to share with you a few of these verses. First of all, in Romans 3:23, we are reminded of our starting point. It says, for all have sinned, all fall short of the glory of God. None of us are deserving of God's grace. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Death is what we deserve. But God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Romans 5:8. The cross and Jesus brings us salvation through faith. For if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. That's Romans 10:9. And then finally, Romans 10:14, a set of marching orders for all of us. And how can they hear about Him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? These verses, if you take them to heart, will change your life forever. Memorize them. Make them part of who you are, living for a higher purpose, living your life for Jesus. Let me share with you what's happened in the past year at City of Joy, Rwanda. First of all, we had a record number of guests. We had 70 guests come and stay with us, either individuals or teams of people. We received a grant for the second year in a row, a branch of the Grand Canyon University Foundation gave us a grant again. First of all, we added men's dormitory with 8 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a living room and a kitchen area. That's for all our male staff. We built a screen-in porch to our guest house. We can now serve meals and have meetings with mission groups that come to serve. So if you come and visit us, here's where you'll have your meals, and this is right outside the guest house. We built 3 new classrooms, a school kitchen, and a cafeteria. We can cook hot meals now. The kids are loving having rice and beans and vegetables cooked every day. And then finally, we installed a playground that was shipped to us from the United States. A company called Kids Around the World helped us obtain this and install this playground. And let me tell you, it's the best in Rwanda. Kids from all around our neighborhood come and love to play on this. Their favorite is the swing. And we found out that we had to have a little bit of order to it so they can have 20 swings apiece. So if you can imagine these little kids in their Rwandan accents, 1, 2, and they're all 3 or 4 swings are doing that at the same time. It's really quite something. Our school now has 214 children. That will expand now. Coming next week, we'll add another class of kids. So we'll end up having about 240 kids, ages 3 through 6th grade. Our students come from the most poor families in our neighborhood. Most of them cannot even afford the $2 per month it costs to go to our school. So that's our school. Now our church worships about 200 people each Sunday. Our local pastor, Pastor Lambert, has baptized over 150 people. Oh, this is a wedding that we had inside the church. Pastor Eric from Pennsylvania was there to help officiate. Here's Pastor Lambert. He's baptized over 150 people, ready to take the next step of faith. Our church is helping provide hope for many in the community. The Word of God is transforming lives. 25 local pastors are receiving ongoing training. About 8 times a year, they meet in our church, and a lot of pastors come from the States to help train them. Let me share with you 2 stories of families who have students in our school. First, we have Chantel's family. Her mom lives with the stigma of being HIV positive. Now, the whole family's been tested, and they feel very blessed that no one else has contracted HIV. Chantel is really something. She told us that when it rained, they would get wet as they huddled together in the middle of their one-room house. They slept on the dirt floor with their cow so that it wouldn't get stolen. They also get heat from that cow, if you can imagine that. Chantel is an incredible little girl, and she would often sacrifice her meals at home so that her siblings would have more food. When our team from Southwood Baptist Church from Oklahoma sent a mission team this summer, they immediately fell in love with Chantel. They asked, how can we help their family? We went to their house right here, and we thought, well, maybe we could put a roof on that. And then we looked at it, and we're like, these mud brick walls are going to fall over any day now. They need a new house. The team went back. They raised $2,100 in one Sunday and were able to build a house for them. Here's the mud bricks being made for their new house, over 1,000 bricks. A dedication service was held and a great celebration was given in the neighborhood. Chantel is in our daughter Ella's class, first grade class, and Ella enjoyed seeing Chantel so happy. We were also able to buy them new bed mattresses, pots, plates. They had nothing, and even food staples for their family. The next day we saw something. We saw Chantel's father walking with his shoulders back, with a smile on his face, all the stress that he had been facing about a house that was not suitable to live in, all that stress was gone. The family is now worshiping at our church. Second story is about Daniel. Daniel struggled in school. He was the last in his class in many subjects. He seemed like a bright boy, but something behind the scenes was happening. One day, Daniel had a seizure in class. He collapsed on the floor, and it took hours before he was able to function. We met with the parents, and they said, "Oh, this has been going on for about a year and a half." We're like, "Oh, we wish you would have shared that with us earlier." The local doctors didn't know what was happening. He began to miss school a lot. We sent Daniel to the best doctors in Kigali. That's 2 hours away, the capital city of Kigali. And we found out that, yes, he was having seizures. He's now on medicine. We're providing him with a special diet of extra protein and good fat, as we think that a poor diet is causing his seizures. We give him avocado, we give him eggs, hard-boiled eggs, and cow's milk. We pray that Daniel will be healed of his illness and he'll catch up to his classmates. Now, I'd like to tell you that these two stories are isolated and that these terrible things only happened to these two students, but unfortunately, there's heartbreak everywhere in our neighborhood. And so they need our prayers. Survival is very difficult. Living life every day and providing for your family is difficult. But we're hearing many stories of people that are better off because of your investment in them at City of Joy Rwanda. Like our sewing student, Adisa, who now supports her family after she graduated from sewing school. She told us she had a tear running down her cheek that she was able to build a new house for her family with the money. We are in a critical year of growth and need your help more than ever. The government required us to add more grades more quickly than we planned. Our school grew so fast that we didn't have sponsors or funds for the new students coming in. It cost us $1,000 per year for meals, for each student, for meals, for school supplies, and teacher salaries. But most importantly, it helps build that firm foundation in Jesus. These students are hearing about Jesus every single day. You received a picture of our youngest preschool students, I think, when you came in. Did you guys get that? If you didn't, there's more pictures in the back. Here's what I'm asking you to do. First of all, would you pray for your student, for the picture? Maybe put it up on the refrigerator and pray for them. Stick it in your Bible, maybe your devotional Bible, wherever it can grab your attention. Pray that Jesus would reign in their hearts. Number two, if you can give to support them in school, you may not be able to give $1,000 per year or $80 per month, but you can give something if you can. You can go onto our website and you can see pictures of all of these students. And the website's on our prayer card there, cityofjoyrwanda.org. You can also purchase merchandise, and that will help support our neighborhood. We return to Rwanda January 15th. That's coming up, isn't it? Tuesday. We're packing like crazy. We have a bunch of curriculum that we're bringing back. Some of you have read about our announcement that we will be moving back to the States January 29th. So we're staying 2 weeks and then moving back. Our family is in a new season of life, and we're very excited to see where God will lead in that. We will hand over our leadership to of the school and the church. It won't miss a beat. We've got a great team of leaders over there, and our board of directors is also taking over and looking for the next leaders to replace us. So thank you. Thank you so much for your prayers, for your support. God is doing incredible things because of you in Rwanda. Let's pray. God, you call all of us to be missionaries, whether it's across the street to help our neighbor or across the ocean to help the folks on the other side of the world. May we remember that we are missionaries on a mission to be ambassadors, to share your love, your grace, your word with our neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.